Doing Rav Chalap on the parsha, Daber Bnei Yisrael v'Ikhuli Terumah. Rashi says, Hashem tells us, the Jewish people will take for me a donation. For me means lishmi. So Rashi's pointing out, you could think Hashem saying, I want your money. Hashem says, no, v'Ikhuli Terumah doesn't mean I need it. It means when you give it with the intent, I'm doing it in Hashem's honor. We have a term in the Gemara, Avodah Tzorech Gavoa. The service of the temple is I'm doing the needs of God. It doesn't mean Hashem needs my service. It means that when we do the service, there's a greater sanctification of Hashem's name. We cause Hashem's name, Hashem's presence to be revealed in the world. That's the idea that our service is the need of Hashem. Hashem doesn't need me, He's whole. But I have the ability through my service to reveal Hashem in the world. I would like to take Rav Chalap one more step. There are two applications of this we have in our life. Avoda is tefillah, and in our prayer we reveal to ourselves Hashem's presence in the world. And Shabbos. If we think about Shabbos, when we enter Shabbos, the idea that I'm stopping to work because Hashem stopped creation after 6 days is, again, I'm reiterating to myself, I'm living in a world where there's a boss, there's a king. And again, I'm revealing to myself, I'm reminding myself of the principles I believe in. When I stop on Shabbos, it's not just because I need to rest. I say Kiddush, I say it's because Hashem rested on Shabbos. It's because He told me to rest. So when I rest on Shabbos, it's supposed to affect the rest of my week, that when I'm working the rest of the week, I'm also working in His world. I'm reminding myself, I'm on His planet. I'm an employee. I'm not the boss.